Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.
This is massive. According to an NBA insider, he reports that the Knicks are showing trade interest in Houston's Alfrin Sengun and Detroit's Jalen Duren. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks are targeting Sengun and Duren for the New York Knicks roster. It's been clear over the last few days. Ever since the Knicks lost Isaiah Hartenstein in free agency to OKC, their goal has been to upgrade the center position, either by getting a starting center here or somebody that can back up Mitchell Robinson. And there's a reason for that. The Knicks do not have a lot of faith in Mitchell Robinson being able to play a lot of games for them next year. And because of Mitchell Robinson's injury history, it's clear to understand why. Each and every year of his career, he's missed a lot of games, and he hasn't been available when the Knicks needed him the most, especially come the postseason. So because of all of these reasons, it doesn't surprise me at all why the Knicks are looking to upgrade their center spot. And looking at the names they're trying to target right now, initially, it was Walker Kessler and Nick Richards with Charlotte. And now, those names have upgraded to Alfrin Sengun from the Houston Rockets and Jalen Duren from the Detroit Pistons. These two guys are absolute upgrades at the center position. If the Knicks traded for either one of them, they would start on this Knicks roster. Let's go ahead and break down these latest reports about the Knicks' trade interest in Sengun and Duren. Shout out to Mark Berman, a former New York Knicks insider who worked with the New York Post. He gave us the following information recently. According to him, the Knicks are showing trade interest in Alfrin Sengun. Here's his full quote. According to Mark Berman, Leon Rose was in the first row of the presser yesterday with Mikal Bridges' mother. Didn't talk, but he's still cooking. Wants to make a big center move after Philly's two additions. He's talking about Paul George and Caleb Martin. According to Mark Berman, Sengun and Duren are currently on the Knicks' radar in terms of players they want to trade for. On a recent podcast of his called Cats and Shoot, he had Daily News Steve Popper on his show, and during that episode, they discussed the trade interest the Knicks had in Jalen Duren. According to Cats, Detroit claims Paul Reed. They've been definitely taking calls on Isaiah Stewart. And I think they're more open to moving Jalen Duren than you'd expect. Popper stated the following. Heard from the New York Knicks people at the time, 2022 draft, that they really like Duren. Cats, wondering if that's why Detroit is after another big. Potentially, he's making the assumption that the reason Detroit is going after all of these bigs is because they know they're letting go of Jalen Duren or potentially Isaiah Stewart. One of these guys is likely going to leave Detroit, and whoever it is, the Knicks are likely going to target them and try to get them on this roster. Shout out to Fred Katz and Mark Berman, two great NBA insiders, for giving us the following updates about the Knicks and their trade interest. I gotta say, if Sengun is available and he's on the table, the Knicks need to do whatever it takes to get that young man on this team. He is young. He is an amazing player already. He's impactful for a team already. If he came to this team, he would be better under Tom Thibodeau. He would help make this Knicks team better. He would be the starting center, and he would thrive for this Knicks team. He would help the Knicks win a championship. Between him and Duren, I would want Sengun on this roster. But obviously, if you try to trade for him and the Houston Rockets do not want to deal him, then of course you go to Duren and you try to get him on this roster. Or maybe Isaiah Stewart, because according to Fred Katz, either one of them potentially could be available from Detroit. But if Detroit or Houston does not want to accept any of the Knicks trade packages, then you have to go back to the players the Knicks were targeting before. Walker Kessler and Nick Richards. And in my opinion, these reports and rumors about the Knicks going after Sengun and Duran are all a smokescreen for Danny Ainge, because Ainge and his price point for Walker Kessler is extremely high. He's looking for multiple first-round picks, at least one first-round pick. Look at the phrasing there. Sure, they're looking for at least one first-round pick, but the likely chances are that first-round pick needs to be a very early first-round pick in the lottery. If that's not the case, then it's likely going to take two late lottery picks in order to get him. And if you can't even promise that, and the only picks you have are protected picks, you are likely not going to be able to trade for Walker Kessler. This is where the Knicks are right now. They have been trying to get another center on this team. They have been working the phones, trying to make a trade. Walker Kessler is number one on their list. Likely still is number one on their list, but they can't get him because Danny Ainge does not want to play ball the right way. He is asking for a lot. In my opinion, the best way to go back to Danny Ainge and request a trade is after the Warriors or another team trade for Lauri Markkanen, because at that point in time, they are going to be flush with draft picks, and maybe you could convince them to take a little bit less and get Walker Kessler on this team. Right now, they have not made any moves, and they're anxious. Danny Ainge is anxious. He wants to get a lot of draft assets right now, and until that first move is made, I don't think Kessler is going to go to any team because the price is just too high. Danny Ainge has to come down a little bit. You can't ask for two great quality first-round picks for Walker Kessler, who's playing in the summer league right now. And he didn't have a great year last year as well, too. We have to remember that. Combining all of those factors, he should be happy with at least two first-round picks. Even though they're protected, he should be happy with them. But he's not, because he's Danny Ainge, and he wants everything he can ask for and then some. And this is where we are right now. If it wasn't for that, the Knicks would have Walker Kessler on this roster, and they wouldn't even be entertaining Sengun or Duran. But at this point in time, they have to do that because Ainge will not play ball. I understand you want to get the most assets back for your players. That makes sense. However, being fair, making sure the player goes to a situation that's better for that player and he can thrive in, that's also something you should be looking at. But Ainge, he doesn't care. He doesn't seem to be looking at that. All he cares about is getting the most back for a player and making sure Utah is as set as possible moving forward with draft assets. And he's been doing that. And that's great. Shout out to Utah. Shout out to Danny Ainge. You've been doing your job. However, you need to make sure when it comes down to these certain players that you're making sure they go to a place where they can thrive and have a great career still, and you still get assets in the process. The New York Knicks presents that exact opportunity. You trade Walker Kessler here, Kessler's going to thrive under Tom Thibodeau. He's going to get better here. He's going to make our team better, and he's going to set us up for even more championship contention. That's what we want. And if you make the trade, you're also going to get picks. That's what you want. Now, is it going to be the exact picks that you want? No, but it's still going to be picks you can add to the boatload of picks you already have on your team. And you can utilize all of those picks in order to get another impactful player, draft another player, or do a combination of the two. And I think that's exactly what Danny Ainge is looking for. And this allows you the flexibility to do that. You're going to need these type of picks to pull off different type of trades moving forward. And that's why I think Danny Ainge should make this trade with the New York Knicks and give Walker Kessler to us so we can take off and be that team that everybody thinks we're going to be next season, an absolute contender for the NBA Finals. We're likely going to be that already with the current roster we have, but adding Walker Kessler takes us over the top. Adding Sengun takes us over the top. Adding Duran takes us over the top. There's a pattern here. The Knicks are looking for centers that they can start on this team that can help them get to another level. That level being the NBA Finals and winning it all. Making a trade for any one of these players does that for New York. The only question is, what's going to be the price point if the Knicks are looking to pull off any one of these trades? For me, the Houston trade and the Detroit trade for Duran, it's not possible. They are going to ask for too much, and the Knicks are not going to want to give up all of the assets necessary to pull off one of those trades. That's why I'm saying all of this is a smokescreen for one Danny Ainge. Ainge needs to drop his price and accept whatever offer that was on the table a few days ago by the Knicks. If he does that, the Knicks can complete the trade, get Walker Kessler on this team, and be set up for championship success. That's what happens when they make that type of move. But as of right now, we're still waiting. There is a main reason why the Knicks have not signed Precious Achiuwa or anybody in free agency yet, because they have been trying to work a trade for the last few weeks, but they've been unsuccessful. They've been trying to get Walker Kessler. They've been trying to get Isaiah Stewart. They've been trying to make a major trade happen to get another starting center on this team. And if they can't do that, they're then going to look at backup centers. But because of the fact they have a lot of fear in terms of how that center position is going to be played next season, they are looking to make an upgrade. And that's something we all should know. They're not looking to make an upgrade at the power forward position, at the forward position. None of those areas. Only one, center, because we have concerns there. Because Mitchell Robinson and Jericho Sims being your duo at the center position with the roster we have right now is dangerous. It's scary. And that's why Leon Rhodes in this Knicks front office is trying to correct that. And if they correct it in either being Walker Kessler, Sengun, or Duran, the Knicks will have hit a home run with that type of trade. We're just going to have to wait and be patient to see what Leon Rhodes and this Knicks front office does. But given all the moves they recently made, I have a lot of trust and a lot of faith that Leon Rhodes will make another major trade happen. But what about you guys? What do you think about the Knicks' potential trade interest in Sengun and Duran out of Detroit? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.